Moments of Melody, the program to send you singing on your way. A builder or a wrecker, which? I watched them tearing a building down, a gang of men in a busy town. With a ho, heave, ho, and a lusty yell, they swung the beam and the side wall fell. I asked the foreman, are these men skilled, and the kind of men you'd hire to build? He laughed and said, why, no indeed, just common laborers are all I need. They can easily wreck in a day or two what builders have taken years to do. So I said to myself as I went on my way, what part in the game of life do I play? Am I shaping my deeds to a well-laid plan, patiently doing the very best I can? Or am I a wrecker who moves around bent on the labor of tearing down? A builder or a wrecker? Which?
Build my life on the Word of God. Gonna burn my feet in the narrow way that the saints have trod. Gonna set my heart on things above and tell the world that I am full of the Savior's love.
Some verses from the book of Jude about building. Dearly loved friends, I, Jude, have been planning to write you some thoughts about the salvation God has given us. But now I find I must write of something else instead, urging you to stoutly defend the truth which God gave once for all to His people to keep without change through the years. I say this because some godless teachers have wormed their way in among you, saying after we become Christians we can do just as we like without fear of God's punishment. The fate of such people was written long ago, for they have turned against our only Master and Lord, Jesus Christ. My answer to them is this. Remember this fact, which you know already, that the Lord saved a whole nation of people out of the land of Egypt, and then killed every one of them who did not trust and obey Him. But you, dear friends, must build up your lives ever more strongly upon the foundation of our holy faith, learning to pray in the power and strength of the Holy Spirit.
Tune my ears to the Spirit's voice. Gonna pray that He will lead my life in His holy choice. Gonna use my hands the way He plans, and daily try my best to do what the Lord demands. Gonna tell my friends about the Jesus way. Gonna let them know that He can change the night today.
Now we're going to read a few verses from the Apostle Paul as he speaks about building. God in His kindness has taught me how to be an expert builder. I have laid the foundation and Apollos is built on it. But he who builds on the foundation must be very careful, for no one can ever lay any other foundation, any other real foundation, than the one we already have, Jesus Christ. But there are various kinds of materials that can be used to build on that foundation. Some use gold and silver and jewels, and some build with sticks and hay and even straw. There's going to come a time of testing at Christ's judgment day to see what kind of materials each builder has used. Everyone's work will be put through the fire, so that all can see whether or not it keeps its value and what was really accomplished. No one can lay any other foundation than the one we already have, Jesus Christ. We trust Him as personal Savior, as the one and only one who can take away our sins. Then let us build on that foundation, telling others of the one who can change the night to day.